the better, so they say. All right, what time is it?
That depressing, you need to talk that to push that.
Are we online?
Unless this is a recording device, too.
Okay, it's 1:02 PM on May 16th, 2018, and this is a regular session of the TAC, the Transit Advisory Committee. Roll call, Donna Poling. Here. Moni Luis. Are you here?
Here.
Cynthia Robles. I want to say Kata, but it's Kata. Connie, Jessica, Lorena.
Here.
Judy. I'm looking at the wrong one. No wonder, I was looking at the action agenda, sorry. Okay, so Judy's here, Donna's not, Moni's not, Humberto's here, Luis is here, Cynthia's not, Kata is here, Mike is not, Connie, Chris is here. Chris, are you here?
Yes.
Okay, Jessica, John, Aubrey, Mr. Davis is here. Lorena and myself. Okay. All right, call to the public. We don't have any public. Okay, if everyone could take a look at the action agenda. These are the minutes from the February 12th meeting.
Make a motion to approve the 2/12/18 TAC minutes.
Okay. First by Chris. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Kata? Okay. All in favor of approval of the action agenda from February, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay. All right, item two, Humberto, ridership report and other news from Douglas.
I'm going to pass the ridership report so you can...
I have them.
It's all good.
You have one more?
Yeah, sure. There you go. Thanks.
The first page, you can see the chart and graph that we have, where it shows the current year, 2017-2018, up to April. You can see the total, 3,277 for April. That gives us a total for the entire year of 22,513. It dropped down a little bit from the previous month, where we had 3,630. The bottom chart gives you in more detail the number of miles, the hours, the passengers, the days of service, and the average daily ridership. And if you go down even more, it makes it even more in detail for elderly, disabled, passes, attendants, adult, senior, students, so there's a whole number of different demographics there that you can see. Does anybody have any questions regarding this ridership number? No? Okay. The next one that you see there, that's for the month of April, which is in the daily tracking of the passengers. Again, you see all the different demographics, elderly, disabled, monthly passes, adults, seniors, students. At the end, you can see the fare money, the last column to the right. And at the bottom, you can see the totals for all the columns. Any questions? Yeah. Any questions regarding this?
Well, good job. We get a shot at 40,000. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I forgot to mention, today we have Jennifer Fuller on the committee. She's with the Huachuca City.
Hello.
And she's pulling their bus back together, and they have we think it's a 5311 grant, so. Okay, item three. Chris, do you have a Cochise Connections report?
I can.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's just.
And again, I'm going to distribute some ridership reports. What you're seeing there in the first page is the places where people get off the bus. We're tracking where daily where they get off at the different bus stops, so we can get an idea of where they are getting off and how many at the different days of the month. So at the bottom you can see the totals for each, like for example the customs bus stop in Douglas, it's giving us 52 persons that are getting off at that one.
What's
the customs? It's the bus stop that's in Douglas at the Garita, what we call them, at the entrance of the entrance of
port
the port of entry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Port of entry. Yeah, port of entry. Uh-huh. The next one is the visitor center at our offices over there in Douglas. Then the Cochise College, the Lyric, Bisbee, Canyon is the hospital. The college in Sierra Vista, the Sierra Vista Transit Center, Huachuca at the library, the college in Benson, and the Benson Visitor Center. Yeah, those two are the lowest ones, along with the college in Douglas, the campus. So those three are the ones that are very, very low on people getting off of the buses.
We'll be making some adjustments to make those call stops instead of direct stops, and that will, what it's designed to do is pick up time on the front end to get people back into town early. The biggest problem we're having is that bus is not getting back till 7:30 at night, which is really not convenient for a lot of people. So if we can knock off 45 minutes or so, we can change the dynamic a little bit and increase the ridership, because people will be, especially workers, will be more comfortable to use the work shuttle, and then we're getting back in town at a reasonable time. Just a couple other things on the connection report. One thing that we're working on is the Greyhound. We're trying to get Greyhound to move into Sierra Vista instead of going Benson, we have no westbound option with the connection right now. Nobody can get to Tucson. We've had a real good discussion with Greyhound last week. They're willing to shift their Nogales route to Sierra Vista. They're 100% in. The only problem is ADOT is the one resisting this now. And their issue is they do not like the idea of an intercity route serving a urban area, because Sierra Vista's considering, the MPO is considering an urban area. But we've got some counterpoints, and we'll be presenting to ADOT at that next meeting. Particularly, the biggest change is, instead of going over the mountain, we'll be able to go through Hertford and Palominos three times a day, because if we, Greyhound is willing to do three round trips from Tucson to Sierra Vista and back daily. So if that happens, the connection won't have to go to Benson at all. It will be served by Greyhound, which will allow us to have three routes that go through Hertford and Palominos and pick up that extra 10,000 people. So it could shift a lot of the dynamic. So that's what we're working on. The counter alternative would be to, if ADOT won't bend on Sierra Vista, Wachuca City, because it's rural, could become an option in that we pick up and drop off at Wachuca City, and it doesn't come into the city of Sierra Vista. So there's a couple options there. We're going to have to work with ADOT. A lot of the people in this room will get an invite to that teleconference when it's scheduled with Greyhound. But any questions on the connection stuff?
The 21st of the month is when those call stops become effective. So that's next Monday.
So we will see a shy, Connie Gastelum is working on a schedule change. We're going to pick up, we think, 45 minutes. So there'll be new schedules coming out by the end of next month that will reflect that 45-minute pickup in time that we're going to be saving. So. Questions?
Thank you. All right. Item 4, 2018-2020 ADOT 5311 transit grant for the Bisbee bus system approval status. So I had the budget meeting over the phone with ADOT somewhere around April 19th, 18th, something like that. And they seem to think that all the numbers looked right, and so I guess we're just waiting, because I know what, there's less money or the same amount of money, but more people are applying, and so I guess that's what's going to determine things eventually. Okay, item 5, the triennial site review with ADOT. So every 3 years, ADOT conducts full site reviews where they cover everything that has to do with ADOT and the grant and the FTA, the Federal Transit Administration. And so that's happening. When I spoke with them, the last time we had it, I think it was around June or July, but they said they're running a little behind, so chances are it would be late summer, early fall. Every 3 years, ADOT does a full review of every entity that has a grant. I'm assuming it's 5311 grants. Just to, check on compliance.
And so you're going to speak with them on the phone?
No, they actually come here for a couple of days and go through all the paperwork, and so it's a full, that's what I'm going to be working on this summer, because, up until recently, I've been working on the grant the whole time, and because I put in extra hours on the grant, now instead of 19 and a half, I'm at 17 and a half hours a week until July 1st. So, I'm sure I'm going to have a lot of one-on-one meetings with Douglas, trying to recover a lot of our documentation as much as we can. So, yeah. So that's probably mostly what I'll be working on this summer. Well, a lot of it too is because things have keep shifting the responsibilities within the city on the bus. What I need to do is actually go through everything and make sure everything meets compliance. So there are certain things we have to do oversight on. For instance, I need to look at how we've been tracking preventative maintenance, which means how we track oil changes and when tires need to be changed and things like that. Also, trying to think, finances, reimbursements, I mean, anything that has to do with the bus, the ADOT could potentially check to make sure we're meeting all the grant requirements. It's legitimate. I mean, they want to make sure we're taking good care of their money. So, yeah, and doing everything we can to make it run as smoothly and be as efficient as possible. So, yeah. So item six, I didn't know if anyone, but again, now that I'm looking at the time, I don't know how much extra time I'll have this summer. But again, I really wanted to try to set up some times that we'd be advertised where I could be sitting at the Safeway bus stop for, you know, 3 or 4 hours, or riding the bus for 3 or 4 hours. Again, it designated advertised times, because clearly people don't come to the transit meetings, and so I thought then I can come to them on the bus and try and get input and suggestions, and just try and let them know that we actually, that we care and we want to take care of them and understand what they need and do the best we can so that, yeah. Thank you. Also, I think there were some, I wanted to do new surveys. No, new surveys, but I'm trying to remember, I left my notes in my office, what my questions were going to be. Oh, well, I can talk about that at the next meeting. So I didn't know if there was anyone, Ms. Public or Mr. Councilman, or anything you guys would like to see accomplished with the bus, whether it's customer service or right.
And one thing we've come across is that the city is financing bus quite a bit.
Right, because ADOT doesn't cover the whole grant anymore.
So that's something that we need to look at and see if we have a contract. We're paying over that contract. So at some point that would be.
Yeah, that's something I'm going to be doing at the same time as I'm getting ready for the site review, is I'm trying to crunch a bunch of numbers to make it clear.
I mean, we certainly want the bus to continue running, so we're not talking about this continuing bus.
No, yeah.
Going to be riding that bus, and what is the need for those folks?
And beyond that, I don't know what to say, you know. I could say, oh, well, we need to set up, we need lights. Many, many things I could say, and all of those things would be true.
Right.
But I want to hear from other people about that stuff, and I just don't always. I think, you know, they seem to feel, I don't want the bus to, I don't want to lose the bus, but if I say anything, I cause a problem, like if I'm disabled, you know, maybe that's going to cause a problem, I won't be able to use the bus. People have all kinds of ideas that the government is going to take away from them, their ability to use the bus and to say what they feel is justified on their behalf. And I think it's important to get people to feel at ease enough to tell you, myself and your daughter and whoever else, so that we can, you know, share that and we can all figure out financially, you know, practically what we all can really do in really connecting the cities. I mean, it's all one thing, you know. We've got it's not just Bisbee, it's all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the reasons I want to really get the numbers pinned down on the bus and the grant is so that when people do make requests, I can come back and say, the grant has this much money for that, you know, or so I have.
And what I try to say is when they're like, you know, calm down and let's be realistic. There's only so much money. Reasonable and ready to, what's the word, not just cooperate, but we need to make concessions for each other. So that it's not all about what the people that ride, but it'll be all about the elderly, so that all concerned get a fair shake.
Right. Well, Eddie, one of the two bus drivers, we've been working together on gathering different kinds of data and statistics, and also he has been tracking his gas mileage and ways he can save gas, and so I'm going to document all of that, and then, you know, we can keep track of that for other bus drivers. And yeah, there are a lot of things we're looking at to try and make things more efficient, more.
And one of the things with people that ride the bus is we come to be very fond of our bus drivers. And, you know, they don't always tell us. Sometimes they tell us, well, I got a goal for this reason and that reason, you know, but we get, God, we never lose any. That's all I do. I understand when people have to leave a job to do it. And so, okay, here we got another bus driver to break in. And, all these fluctuations and changes are very stressful for everybody.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You know, Judy, I would just recommend again, if you got time, a route analysis this summer, which will correlate with your cost issues. Mm-hmm. Need to find out where we're really wasting money. I think there's three stops down Arizona Street within a quarter mile of each other. You know, every time that bus stops and starts, it burns gas, it burns fuel, it burns time. So, I, you know, if top of a survey, a ridership survey, I don't know the last time you did that.
I did one a long time ago.
Well, we started doing one recently, yeah, yeah.
But I really think that's the biggest thing you guys can do to save money is find out.
Cool.
You know, we'll help with that, so.
Oh, right on, yeah, yeah, I've been meaning to, once everything settled down, I was gonna come meet with you or you and Connie or something and get some.
We will definitely support.
Some good advice. That'd be great, thank you so much.
Well, we, yeah, we would definitely work with.
No, I need, I'm actually right behind them and I ask them, you know, thank them, you know, we talk back and forth. But it's what comes out. Sometimes my brain is not working.
I'm just taking some notes, give me a second here. Okay, any other comments, input, suggestions? No? Okay, any staff comments? I've said everything. You guys are good? All right. Any member comments?
Could you be more specific from which of those stops it is that you're concerned about?
Not concerned, but we want to see, you know, where these stops are and see where we can trim some time.
Just any of the stops?
Yeah, there's some stops that may not be used at all, but three stops with a quarter of a mile, you know, especially with City Hall not being used is a.
Yeah, I actually, yeah, I brought that up quite a few months ago and, yeah, yeah, we've been talking about the City Hall. So no member comments? Yeah, so we might change buses up at the corner of Arizona Street or something. Yeah, so we'll look into that. Yeah, yeah. Okay, any other input, questions, comments? Rattlesnakes, fires? No? Okay. All right, it is 1:29 and, oh, do we? I'm sorry, I forget, because we only do this four times a year. Do we vote on adjournment, or we have to have a motion? Okay, sorry about that. If I did it every month, but, yeah, okay. Would someone like to, okay, Judy Flowers moves that we adjourn the meeting. Okay, Luis Pedroza, seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Okay, I declare the meeting adjourned.
So I just want you to know.